Well, I'm sure you don't feel any better today than you did yesterday, but now that you woke up and you've seen everything, where do you feel about where the team is right now?
Well, John, I mean, I'm looking at the game right now, and obviously we're very disappointed yesterday. As I said after the game, you know, I thought defensively we, you know, after the first drive, we settled down, we battled all day, you know, kept the team in position. Special teams, we've been doing some better things the last couple of weeks. Offensively, we just struggled yesterday, really struggled just with some simple things, execution. Did not play very good and disappointed in that and, you know, going to have to be a lot better. So, I mean, I feel the same way about the game, but, you know, as far as the big picture, that hasn't changed. I know we're struggling. I know it's tough and got to be strong and keep going.
Gary, will Case remain your starting quarterback?
Yes, yeah, Case will play, yeah.
What can you do, because it's been two games now since you scored, and it seems that Case is going backward. What can you do to get him straightened out, considering who's coming in here?
Well, I think that's part of the process, John. I mean, we're playing a great football team this weekend. You know, defensively, just speaking defensively, they do a lot of stuff. You know, Bill's always done a lot of stuff, and they do it very well. But, you know, it's part of a growth process for him, you know, and as I've said before, you know, as coaches, you do everything you can to try to put him in a successful situation. You know, he's done a lot of good things, had some early success. I think the last couple of weeks have been a little tougher. I thought it would get tougher on him, so it doesn't surprise me. But I think he's battling, continues to do some good stuff. We've got to find a way to eliminate some of the mistakes and some of the things that are happening to him. And I think those will happen as he continues to play. But, you know, you just you know, you want to find the young man some success. He's had his team in five football games that we've lost every one of them by less than a touchdown, am I right? So, you know, he's been in position but hasn't had the success of winning, so that's what we need to find.
Hey, Gary, there was a comment yesterday by one of the players on Jacksonville team, Bavin, I believe, was talking about they sensed and knew that Case wasn't comfortable in the pocket. And really? Is that something you feel like you can fix? Or, I mean, you got teams figuring him out already.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that. Well, I can tell you this, when you're a rookie, you're probably not going to be real comfortable back there until you play a lot of football. I mean, that's part of it. I just think he's going through a growth process. You know, I think, you know, initially, you know, a lot of good things going on, a lot of big plays going on. He's getting played different a little bit each week. So he's seeing different defenses, different teams. How are you going to play me that day? You know, what do I have to do as a player? He's drifting a little bit in the pocket, which is something we got to go fix. And that's something he has confidence to do because of the way he did it in college. And you can't do that in this league because the edges get real short. So that's part of his growth process. But he's a confident kid. You know, yesterday was a tough day on him. I know it's tough on everybody, not just Case. I mean, so just got to stay positive and keep working. Yeah, Christy, I can hear you.
Is there anything that you talked to the rest of the offense about what they can do to make things easier on Case?
Yeah, the best thing they can do is just play at the highest level they can possibly play at, you know. And that you're right, that's a good message because, you know, if you're out there playing and you've got a young quarterback or some young guys around you, it's easy to get too concerned with what they're doing or maybe what they're not doing and not do your job. We just got to all stay focused on our job. And, you know, our veterans have done – I think they've done a good job of that. You know, they understand he's young back there, but, you know, you look at guys like Chris and Andre and Dwayne, they're trying to help him and because they see a talented young man that's done a lot of good things. So, you know, that's, like I said, just working through that. And I think if anything, they should understand that because they all started at some place in their career, so they should understand that.
Gary, with some of you guys' injuries, the key players, do you still believe you guys are a good team and you're struggling right now, or how do you look at you guys?
Well, I know we're struggling. That's what you're asking me as a football team. You know, we're missing some pieces, obviously, as a football team. And a lot of guys get nicked this time of year. You never use that as an excuse. You got to work through that stuff. So we're no different from that standpoint. There's a lot of young players contributing to what we're doing. So we're finding out from that, you know, from that perspective. But it always gets down to winning and being successful. And that's all we care about week in and week out, regardless of what's going on. So, you know, another disappointment yesterday, but another opportunity this week.
Are you happy with the development of Derek Newton right now, right tackle?
Derek, second-year player, we're really playing, you know, a great deal. Derek's looking for consistency. You know, I think, you know, he does some things really well, and then he'll struggle at times. I see the same thing in Brandon Brooks, you know, as a player, as a young player. You know, we can all get better, and Derek's no different. you know, we're throwing the ball a great deal as a football team. So, you know, you start to get exposed a little bit when you're out there throwing it 35, 40 times and you're down in games. So I would just answer your question by saying I think Derek's improving, but there's still a long way to go to be a consistent, you know, pro tackle in this league, performer week in and week out. But he has the ability to do it. He works at it.
Why do you think Ben Tate struggled so much yesterday, and how do you get him back on track?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a couple of times there really wasn't any room for him. I don't know if he ever got in a rhythm with what he's doing. And we know what he's battling through. He's not practicing during the week. He's just playing on Sundays. So I know that's tough from that standpoint, but we definitely appreciate it with one of some of the things going on. And then the young guy, DJ, just was running so well, did some good things, so we gave him some more opportunities. But I think Ben will bounce back.
Everything you've ever done offensively is based on running first. The fact that you haven't had Arian, you haven't had Ben full speed, now you're having to use an undrafted rookie. How much is that thrown off the offense in general, the passing game in particular?
Well, I think in general, John, just looking at the season, you know, some type of games we've been in, we haven't, you know, we've been behind, we've had to come back. So statistically, you know, I'm always looking at, you know, I'm self-scouting what we do week to week and where we're at as a team. And like right now, I'm sitting there looking at how many times we've thrown the balls compared to running it play. You know, all those things are off right now, and that's why we're sitting here where we're at, you know. So, but when we're playing the way we want to play, you're right. Hopefully we're running the ball well. We hit a little stretch yesterday where we had a little spurt, but at the end of the day, we didn't consistently run it.
You've led the league in average time of possession the last 2 years, and now you're not.
Yeah.
How important is that to you to do what you – to have that – time of possession to do what you want to do?
This week it will be extremely important, okay? No, it's important. I mean, that's what we are. We've been somewhere around 32 and a half to 33 minutes pretty consistently for the last few years, been at top of the league, and now we're maybe just a little over 30. I'm not sure. But when we're doing what we do best, that's we're usually hanging on the football. We're not a good third down team this year, haven't been consistent. Those two things go hand in hand.
How do you figure defense goes from 29 turnovers to 8?
Oh, boy, I wish I could put a finger on it, you know. I mean, you know, you go from the top of the league winning as far as the turnover ratio. Now you're at the bottom of the league. And if you look at the people that are at the bottom of the league, I mean, it's, you know, it goes with being successful and not being successful. It's that's the way it is. I mean, yesterday we played a game, you know, we had one turnover at the very last play of the game. But, you know, you got to find ways to make big plays in this league, and you can't give people help. And we've struggled on both ends of that stick.
Is it even more frustrating when you look at the standings and see if you won three games, you'd be tied for the last wild card?
Yeah, that's extremely frustrating, especially when you go back and look at some of the games that we've lost and some of the situations we've been in. And like I said, I don't know if I'm right, but I think it's 5 weeks in a row losing a game by less than a touchdown. So, you know, you flip half of those and you're sitting here correcting mistakes and playing for opportunities to play in the playoffs. So, you know, it makes it very difficult, but it is what it is. Yes,
Derek, can you talk about the intensity? Even in the other games that you guys have been losing, there seemed to be a different level of intensity. It seemed to be different yesterday. Did you feel the intensity was lacking yesterday?
I mean, I don't. I watch the film. I don't. You know, I see guys trying hard, busting their tails. You know, I don't see clean execution. I see a lack of confidence at times, and that goes with the lack of success. I think I've said this a couple times, but I mean, we can do things better. Yeah, I mean, there's situations we got to do a little bit more. Does that mean harder? Yeah, you're always trying to do more. But, you know, I think our guys are battling. We need some things to happen that would help our confidence. And, you know, so we'll keep working to get that done.
Can you talk about the third down and what you can do, if anything, differently to try to make that situation better?
Third downs? Well, yesterday we really should have came out of the game pretty good. I mean, we missed about four or five it goes back to execution, like I'm talking about. But, yeah, we've struggled, especially, I want to say, the last 3 weeks. We struggled on third down, being able to stay on the field. And, you know, that goes back to controlling the football and making plays. And when you're not, then things happen like they happened to us yesterday.
Gary.
Yeah, Mark.
Kareem Jackson situation and an update on Owen Daniels.
Kareem, I think Kareem will do everything he possibly can to play this week. I think it's still day to day. Owen, when he initially started working out, had a little soreness, but he is doing better. He did work pretty hard today. If he can come back or he can actually get on the practice field, am I right? Would it be this week or could it have been like? I'm not sure, but he's real close. So we'll see how things work out. But he has improved over the course of last week. Thank you.